Today, I want to introduce you to quite an extraordinary woman. A woman with an idea and the will to have an impact on the poorer areas of the world. A woman with the energy and the faith to make that idea become a reality. Her name is Rosa Maria Bonello. She told me she was born in Italy and moved to the US with her parents as a teenager, where she graduated in economics.
I went to work on Wall Street. You know, I really enjoyed it. I thought that was something that I could do because I'm a risk taker. I like adventure. But then I realized that I needed something more. Wall Street was not, you know, just, you know, moving money, seeing money grow and being wealthy. I don't think it was the thing that I wanted.
Rosa Maria had a boss that encouraged her to go back to school, and she gained admission to the School of Public Affairs at Columbia University, where she majored in banking. She came back to Italy and was hired by Telecom Italia Group, the number one telecommunications group in Italy. After some time at Telecom, she was heavily involved in a new and important venture that saw the birth of TIM, the group's mobile telecommunications industry.
I assisted the president, his name is Vittorio Di Stefano, and that, in a way, working with him made me realize how the world of communication moves. Mm-hmm. And through him, we travel a lot, especially in the United States. I met a lot of people from the World Bank, from the financial sector.
And that's when the turning point in Rosa Maria's life came.
Working for him, I met the top movers and shakers in the world, you know, the World Bank, the financial sector, the people in Italy and the European Union. As a matter of fact, we used to invite top people at the European Union. We would invite them here. We had a beautiful conference at the Senate. But this opens a lot of doors because, you know, through these connections, I saw how, you know, the world interacted.
You seem to be a woman of many connections.
Well, you know, New York was, you know, in a way, was the financial sector. Then Columbia University is a hub of many worlds. And I remember this professor, his word stuck in my mind. He said, well, ladies and gentlemen, you're between... 25 and 30, you're too old now to learn new things. The best thing you can do is network. And the key was networking. Mm-hmm. And that stuck in my mind because here you are meeting the top people in the world. Just go ahead and do something. So when I came to Italy, in a way, working with the president, I met, you know, top people from finance, from the international organization, from technology. And then this project came about, Nexus Mundi.
And that, in fact, is what Rosa Maria came to Vatican Radio to talk about in the first place. The Nexus Mundi Foundation. It's a non-profit international development organization dedicated to providing low-cost communications technology and information access to rural and underserved communities in developing countries. Let's start from the beginning, I said. What does Nexus mean?
Well, Nexus, it means it's a Latin word which means the link. The link of the world. And I remember thinking about the name and I said it must be a Latin name because with Latin you can really get to the core of what you want to do. And then I circulated the name and a lot of people liked it. And I figured, let's move with it.
So
we gave the name.
Who's you?
Well, no, I gave the name.
It's my baby.
Right. I gave the name, but then we wanted to incorporate it, and we realized that the United States was the best place to incorporate this foundation because in the United States everything is easier, and then there is a tradition of foundations,
right.
and I was comfortable with that.
So in 2003, Nexus Mundi was incorporated in the state of New York with a fistful of passionate people behind it. But what is its mission?
Now, by 2003, I had been in the telecommunications sector for 8 years, so I knew exactly what the developing world needed. Because then,
it needed to be
connected to the world. You know, this is the only chance, and I figure if we blew this chance, we were not going to have another chance. And I was very passionate from the very beginning, because this is like everything that I know and everything that I've done and studied, it, in a way, it's converging into this project.
So what is this project doing? It's actually introducing communications, links, and information resources, right?
Right. It's not only, it's not, like we say, it's not just for the sake of technology, but
right.
also using these infrastructure and links to channel information. And the main thing is also to send them content, especially for education and health. But then also to set up these community multimedia centers that would also, in a way, permit this community to also communicate among themselves.
In a nutshell, the key word is connectivity. And that, Rosa Maria said, can only happen with the collaboration of local and international partners and sponsors. Nexus Mundi's aim, she explained, is to create a portal, both human and virtual, through which local and global resources forge community stability and foster creative and productive growth. The first project Nexus Mundi Foundation has chosen to implement is in Zambia.
From the very beginning, we chose the project in Zambia. And at that time, Sister Janet Ferns was the director of the radio station. Everything that we learn and plan is from this project, and we are implementing it now. Mm-hmm. And so we talked to Sister Janet. Then I met a Jesuit brother in London, who is the director also of Chakuni Radio. And then, you know, in the meantime, I was attending
you were fundraising as well.
Fundraising and also attending the most important congress. I attended the Work Summit of Information Society in Geneva and Tunis. And I was helped also by one of my professors from Columbia University. His name is Eli Noam. He's the director of the Institute of Teleinformation at Columbia University. And we went to Tunis together. And through him, I was exposed to also the top leaders. And that gave me the chance to really frame our model, you know, to just concentrate on the model.
Tell me about your model.
It's a model that converges from many disciplines. Mm-hmm. It is technology, is development, is also management, because, you know, the technology is there, but if you don't know how to manage it. So that also, we thought, you know, how we would benefit also by teaching, you know, the management skills. And so it is.
So you're bringing together many different worlds.
Many disciplines.
And finding financial support.
Well, the financial support, all since day one, I've been talking to people.
I asked Sister Janet to tell me more.
The idea is, with Nexus Mundi, that you have a system of satellite dishes and satellite communication with developing countries from the developed countries, so that they have a ready resource for health or for education, so that lessons, for instance, could be made in any country outside the area where it is being used, where you have the expertise, meeting up with where the expertise is needed, and sending the lessons by satellite to the most remote areas on Earth. And her idea was that we would be able to use that system in Zambia as a pilot project for both education and health.
Do you know how the project is going?
It's going extraordinarily well, because they've been able to bring in the experts in the field who have been very excited about it and can see the possibilities.
Rosa Maria insists that Nexus Mundi is very much a collaborative effort. It brings together partners from four worlds: the private industry, higher education, multilateral entities like governments and banks, and local institutions like NGOs and faith-based groups. She says the extremely positive response she has had from the local communities derives from the fact that her project responds to a need.
We're not dictating anything. It's from them. It's what they need. It's called community buy-in. We just see their needs, and we've been talking to them. And Sister Janet, for one, was the first person that we start corresponding with.
At what point is the project in Zambia? What's happening there?
Well, we are now at the stage that we're deploying now the technology. In the darkest hours, when I think that it is impossible, then things happen. And, you know, if I need people that would help me with the legal end of it, then I know it's very difficult, but then I find people.
Rosemary, tell me, what are your hopes for the near future?
Well, my hope is to just that Nexus Mundi will become a household name in the developing world. And again, this started from nothing, just from an idea. And maybe this will show the world that you don't need to have millions of dollars. With an idea and with the right people that you meet, you can really do something spectacular. But we are at the very beginning, though, so I'm still have my feet on the ground. But I'm hopeful that this will be something that will deliver.
Something that will deliver the means to overcome the digital divide. Something that gives people in the poor areas of the world the instruments to keep up with communications technology and join the post-industrial community to meet the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. Because, as Nexus Mundi's webpage points out, the digital divide is not just a matter of tapping on computer keyboards, surfing the web, or placing calls on mobile phones. It's a matter of economic, social, agricultural, and even cultural survival.